Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Earlier this month, we witnessed something that may signal a major shift in positions at the Montana legislature. For the first time in 14 years, a bill dealing with doctor-assisted suicide actually passed from one house and was transmitted to the other. It all began in December 2009, when the Montana Supreme Court issued another in a long line of poorly worded, ambiguous decisions, this time in the case of Baxter versus Montana, where Robert Baxter asked the court to give terminally ill patients the right to receive a lethal dose of medicine from a doctor. The Supreme Court ultimately ruled that there was nothing in public policy prohibiting a doctor from doing so. Really? Title 45.5105 of the Montana Code says that a person who purposely aids or solicits another to commit suicide is guilty of homicide and shall be imprisoned for up to 10 years or fined $50,000 or both. The court's decision said aiding a suicide remained defined as homicide, but under a very narrow set of circumstances, if someone aided a suicide and was subsequently charged with homicide, they might be able to claim the consent of the victim as a defense. That was all the proponents of suicide needed. They ran straight to the press and said that assisted suicide was now completely legal in Montana. That set off a fight in the legislature to clarify the issue. Both proponents and opponents agreed the decision was ambiguous, and both sides sought clarity. In session after session for the next 14 years, two bills would appear, one stating assisted suicide was not legal in Montana, and the other saying that it was legal. Long lines of witnesses would attend the hearings. Experts were flown in from out of state, and the hearings would go on for hours. In the end, it would always end in a stalemate. Neither bill would pass, so the issue remained in legal limbo. That is, until this year. On January 30th, the Senate Judiciary Committee heard Senate Bill 136, a relatively simple bill that says that assisted suicide is against public policy and the consent of the victim is not a defense if a doctor is charged with homicide. Interestingly, the crowds of witnesses have dwindled over the years. The lead proponent of the bill this year was Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris speaking for the governor's office, followed by Derek Astriker, chief legal counsel for the Montana Family Foundation. Those opposed to the bill included a smattering of doctors who claimed to be writing prescriptions for legal doses of drugs and Robert Baxter's attorney. Ironically, Mr. Baxter passed away from leukemia on the same day the court rendered its decision. Mercifully, he passed in his sleep and did not commit suicide. Senate Bill 136 passed out of the committee on February 3rd and passed the full Senate on February 7th on a 29-20 third reading vote. It was a milestone and may reflect a change in attitudes on the issue. Montana has one of the highest suicide rates in the nation, and legalized suicide sends a mixed message, telling people on the one hand that suicide is wrong and on the other that it's perfectly okay in certain circumstances. We're also seeing a shift as we watch the issue play out in other states and nations. The slippery slope that we've talked about for years has begun to manifest. The concern is that as a quote-unquote right to die becomes more socially acceptable, it will eventually morph into a duty to die where elderly and sick patients are pressured to take prescribed medication to end their lives for the sake of their families and the betterment of society as a whole. A letter was also read at a hearing several years ago where a cancer patient in Oregon, where assisted suicide is legal, was told by their insurance company that they would not cover the cost of an experimental drug, but they would cover the cost of medications to commit suicide. Thankfully, Senate Bill 136 has cleared the Senate and is on its way to the House, and we'll keep you posted on the bill's progress. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.